The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mike Edwards with another edition of the Armchair Traveler from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And over the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the Washington Post and National Geographic Traveler magazine. Now, before we begin our journey on today's Armchair Traveler, please let me remind you that neither the North Carolina Reading Service nor I are endorsing any of the cruises, safaris, tours, or other travel itineraries that might be featured in the articles we're going to be reading. These are selected simply for your enjoyment and edification. When you hear the name Napa Valley, most likely what comes to mind is wine. But as travel and food writer Mary Beth Albright reveals, there's much more to Napa Valley than just wine. Her article, How a World-Class Chef Blossomed in Napa Valley, The French Laundry Turns 25, appeared in the July 3, 2019 issue of the Washington Post. So sit back and enjoy. I recommend approaching Yountville in the dark. Nighttime driving conceals Napa Valley's Mayacamas Mountains and hillsides, so I wake in my hotel surprised and enchanted by the vineyard landscape. Darkness also helps me imagine the time before Napa Valley became an international wine destination. The industry ran on faith between the winery decimating plague of Prohibition 100 years ago and the 1976 judgment of Paris when Napa wines beat French wines in a blind taste test. The latter event started a worldwide Napa Valley wine obsession that continues today. And for Yountville, a town nestled in southern Napa Valley, the opening 25 years ago this weekend of Chef Thomas Keller's The French Laundry began its time of flourishing. And by the way, that date is more specifically July 6th and 7th, 2019, for that opening. Keller turned the French Laundry into an international bucket list destination, a place where people who can't get or can't afford reservations take selfies in front of the sign. Equating Prohibition and a restaurant debut and historic significance to a wine region may seem an overstatement, but consider, Keller holds a total of 7 Michelin stars across his now Imperial restaurant portfolio. 2 within blocks of each other in Yountville. The French Laundry's perfect 3 stars is a rating only a handful of American restaurants have ever achieved. One of the others is Per Se in Manhattan, also owned by Keller. Next door to the French Laundry is a small house that has served as the American training ground for the World Chef Championship called the Bocuse d'Or, which takes place in Lyon, France, every 2 years. It is often called the Culinary Olympics. Yountville is now ground zero for the Bocuse d'Or's Team USA. On a recent evening I spent with Keller at the French Laundry, he mused, "I was born at the right time for the profession, in the same way that Steve Jobs and Bill Gates were born at the right time. The idea of American cuisine really blossomed for America when I was young and cooking, so I was in the beginning. I was in the infancy of all that." Well, Yountville has prospered over the past quarter century as a standard bearer of an increasingly well-lived American life in food, wine, and the arts. The Yountville Chamber of Commerce boasts on brochures from Michelin stars to masterpieces. The masterpieces refer to Yountville's flourishing arts program. The Napa Valley Museum opened in Yountville in 1998. Has an exhibit on printmaking with samples from Picasso, Chagall, Dali, and Matisse. It is the starting location for the annual Yountville Art Sip and Stroll, during which the town streets are lined with work by local artists and visitors drink wine from one of Yountville's many tasting rooms. Museum bonuses, the nearby Veterans Home of California has the town's most spectacular views. Steps away, outdoor public bocce courts or bocce ball courts beckon, and you can stop off at Domaine Chenon on your way up or down the hill for a sample of sparkling wine. Well, weather too beautiful for an indoor museum? Well, the decade-old Yountville Art Walk through town displays multiple large outdoor sculptures, now more than 30, for reviewing anytime along sidewalks and in parks. My favorite is a field of smooth stones piled on top of each other to make a zen-feeling garden of rock mushrooms. It, like many of the sculptures, is for sale. 5 sculptures are directly across the street from the French Laundry. Others grace Yountville's public parks, including tiny Vandeleur Park, home to a fountain monument of the town's founder, George Yount, and some intoxicatingly fragrant roses. In summer, Yountville hosts music and movies in the park with snacks sold by Yountville's Little League. For entertainment in a grander setting, the 1,200-seat Napa Valley Performing Arts Center at Lincoln Theater had a $22 million overhaul in 2005. It's all accessible via the free Yountville trolley and a fleet of open-air vehicles with knowledgeable drivers operated by a transit authority that was established 20 years ago. The French Laundry also underwent a renovation and added a major addition for its 20th anniversary in 2014. The original wood and stone building was at different times during Yountville's history a saloon, a brothel, and a steam laundry, hence the name. It is so unassuming that Keller said there is a similar house a block away and people would walk into their house looking for the French Laundry. The new glass addition, not visible from the road, is modeled on the late Iampe's Louvre Pyramid. Keller, who considers himself a steward of the property, told me that he still at times has buyer's remorse about the expansion, but the addition accommodates an enormous new kitchen with skylights and an open fire hearth that allows the staff to experiment with the menu. By the way, it starts at $325 per person. For a French Laundry experience with no price tag, the ungated 3-acre culinary garden across the street is open to the public for impromptu strolls. It's a great place to sip morning coffee. The French Laundry's culinary gardener, Aaron Kiefer, maintains a helpful plant identification map at the head of the garden that changes with the seasons. The garden's sheer existence is luxurious. Imagine how much money could be made from growing wine grapes here. Kiefer calls his crops 24-carat carrots. He says some visitors even sneak a taste of the French Laundry by picking from the strawberry patch, Marais de Bois, Albion, and Seascape varietals, all with distinct flavors, but he still welcomes visitors. On my most recent visit, a child toddled through the grassy paths. Note to aspiring gardeners, no volunteering in the garden. Kiefer says a California law prohibits a gardening program similar to the interning program at restaurants known as staging. Making luxury is hard work. Both the French Laundry and the nearby Napa Valley Vineyards reflect the American tension between a quest for luxury and a puritanical commitment to grinding labor. Struggling vines' roots dig deeper for resources, and the strain of growth produces more complex fruit. The same might be said for Keller. His renowned spirit pursuit of professional excellence has been both revered and criticized, sometimes by the same people, over the past 25 years for being harsh on staff. Sometimes this criticism comes from the same Instagrammers who gladly fill their feeds with photos of his dishes. Keller's newer Yountville restaurants play on another American contradiction, our delight in both the high and lowbrow. Behind his ad hoc family-style restaurant is Addendum, a fried chicken and rib shack open for lunch spring through harvest. A bucket of 13 to 15 pieces cost $49 as takeout or eaten at the on-site outdoor picnic tables. Bouchon Bakery, right next door to the one Michelin-starred French bistro Bouchon, sells fudged-about-it chocolate-covered crispy cereal bars with caramel. Now, those are $5.50 a piece. And gourmet ho-hos called Uh-Ohs for $6 and fudged about it. Now, you're going to love this name. It is Fuhgeddaboudit. Fudged about it chocolate. There you go. Something new to learn, huh? Well, Keller's newest addition is La Calinda, a Mexican restaurant helmed by Chef Kalen Ulrich Trilling, son of Oaxacan cooking star Susana Trilling. Chips are thick and warm, the guacamole simultaneously chunky and creamy, with onion and cilantro flavors in every bite. Later, I find out that consistency is thanks to the kitchen's technique of pureeing a small portion of guacamole, then folding it back into the chunky base. La Calinda benefits from Keller's connections. The kitchen uses Rancho Gordo heirloom beans and the French Laundry's culinary garden, which now grows hard-to-find Oaxacan peppers. Keller's and Yountville's successes have been entwined like vines over the past quarter century. So what next? When he bought the French Laundry, it had already been operated under the name as a beloved community mom-and-pop restaurant for about 15 years. And Keller confides, you reach a certain age, you start to think, what happens next? Well, what happens to this? And I'm sure former owners Don and Sally Schmidt felt that same kind of thing, and it hasn't come from me yet, but it's in the back of my mind, because at some point, this restaurant not just needs to live on, but needs to thrive, needs to be taken over by a young chef or chef maitre d' or manager or whoever that has the same types of visions and the same types of values and the same types of traditions, he says. Well, it's up to Keller whether the French Laundry and its historic building will get a new life when he decides it's time. If he finds someone with imagination and ambition to take over, imagine how much better the good life in Yountville might be in another 25 years. Well, if you'd like to go to Yountville, here's some tips. Where to stay? We have the Napa Railway Inn, and you can check them out online at NapaValleyRailwayInn.com, NapaValleyRailwayInn.com. You'll find them at 6523 Washington Street. Historic stationary railway car is converted into 8 rooms and a 2-bedroom station house suite. Located on the original tracks of the Napa Valley Railway Company, it can get noisy because it's right on the street in town, but lovely and very comfortable. Rooms start from $195 per night. Then we have this Hotel Yountville. Now, that's at 6462 Washington Street. Online, check them out at HotelYountville.com, YountVille, HotelYountville.com. This recently renovated hotel has a fireplace in every room and gorgeous public spaces, including a pool with fire pit. Rooms start from $400 per night. And then we have the Bartisono Hotel and Spa at 6526 Yount Street. And Bartisono.com has more information for you online. Bartisono, B-A-R-D-E-S-S-O-N-O, Bartisono.com. This 11-year-old spa resort is both a lavish retreat and right in town, walkable to Yountville's offerings. Incredible amenities, including private outdoor space in every room. Rooms start from, get this, $900 per night. How about what to eat? Well, we, of course, got the French Laundry at 6640 Washington Street, and you can check them out at ThomasKeller, the owner, .com, ThomasKeller.com/TFL. And Thomas Keller spends 2/3 of his time in Yountville, so you may see him in the kitchen. Prepaid reservations are required. It's open 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Friday through Sunday, and nightly from 5 to 8:45 p.m., and it's starts at $325 prefix, and that means fixed price, my friend. La Calenda, 6518 Washington Street, and you can check them out online at lacalendamex.com, L-A-C-A-L-E-N-D-A-M-E-X, lacalendamex.com. The newest jewel in Keller's Restaurant Crown serves creative Oaxacan dishes and tacos and chips and guac to satisfy traditional Mexican cravings. No reservations. Open 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily. Entrees start from $22 with lots of smaller dishes available. Then we have a place called the Addendum at 6476 Washington Street. You'll find that right behind the Ad Hoc. And again, you can check this one out at thomaskeller.com/addendum. That's thomaskeller.com/addendum. Keller's seasonally open shack serves herb-fried chicken, delicious without being too fancy, ribs and hearty sides that will delight vegetarians. Eat the black-eyed pea salad. That sounds interesting. No reservations. Open spring through grape harvest, usually October, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Thursday through Sunday. And entrees start from $17.50. How about what to do while you're there? Well, we have that Napa Valley Museum at 55 President's Circle. Exhibits on Napa Valley's history and people and rotating art exhibits, including a current one on printmaking. It's open 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Adults get in for $15. It's $7.50 for seniors and children under 17. More information for you at NapaValleyMuseum.org. That's NapaValleyMuseum.org. Then there's the Napa Valley Performing Arts Center at Lincoln Theater, 100 California Drive. LincolnTheater.com is where you can find more information. LincolnTheater.com. And there's a chance that if you Google this, you're going to get the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh. No connection that I'm aware of, so make sure you've got the Lincoln Theater for Yountville when you do look it up. And this one in Yountville has live performances of the Symphony Napa Valley, touring bands, comedians, and plays, and tickets start from about $20 depending on performance. And something to enjoy for the ride is the Yountville Trolley, and You can learn more about this at the vinetransit.com/Yountville-trolley. That's vinetransit.com/Yountville-trolley. Free motorized trolley-looking vehicles that operate on a regular fixed route but will often deviate to provide door-to-door service if you ask by phone or through its app. It's available 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday. And guess what? It's free, so you can enjoy a free ride on the trolley when you go to Yountville. And for more information about this destination, check it out at yountville.com, Yountville, yountville.com. Wow, sounds like a lot of fun out there on the West Coast. I'm not sure how the fires, if you've been following the news, are affecting this area, but that might be something to check out before you go, but hopefully they have been spared. Anyway, let's continue. Reminding you, by the way, our author for this article, writer Mary Beth Albright, is the host and editor of Food Video at the Washington Post, and she also writes for the paper's food section. Now, Paris-based writer Sarah Lieberman has discovered that there's a secret rival to California's Napa Valley. We learn more from her article, A Solo Pilgrimage to the Napa of Northern Israel. Now, this appeared in the September 6, 2019 issue of the Washington Post. I'm propped on a stool on a terrace looking out over arid patches of land laced with rows of green grapevines. A bird chirps enthusiastically nearby, and the sun creates shadows on the vine-covered pergola, which is thankfully providing some shade. I squint for a glimpse of the Sea of Galilee, which I know lies beyond these orchards, but is blocked from my view by the hills dotted with trees. "Shall we taste some wine?" asked Jonathan Curran, co-founder of Lodum Winery. "I'm on a pilgrimage to explore the Wild West and the Upper Galilee region of Israel and its bounty. It's now Sunday, my third day on the road, and he's opened up shop just for me. So, l'chaim." Well, strangely, most of the wineries here close on Sunday as opposed to Saturday, when businesses often shut for Shabbat. But there are no wine tastings paired with heaping plates of grilled fish wrapped in grape leaves, as is the case every other day of the week, and especially on the Sabbath, which is more celebration than contemplation in these parts. But while the festivities may be over, the music still plays. In fact, there's always music on Lodum, Israel's largest organic winemaker. "Well, my partner and I are not kosher, but quite spiritual people," says Curran, referring to co-founder Yaniv Kemchi, whom he met during his army service. "So we have speakers that play music from the moment the grapes come in to the fermentation and the aging. It makes the wine better," he says. Well, Buena Vista Social Club is playing when I pop in to visit the oak barrels after trying all nine varietals, from a light and fruity Shiraz to a lip-smacking orange wine dubbed Old Snorkel after Kimchi's 19-year-old mutt. "It's more of a hipster wine," admits Corin, who is 38. "There were plenty of those up at Asaph Valley in the Golan Heights, which I had visited the day before. I pulled onto the property around 11:30, and next thing I knew, it was almost 4, which is precisely when Oren Kadem, CEO and winemaker of the estate his parents founded, aims for a place to retreat and let time elapse. Tel Avivians come and sit for hours," says Kadem, who spent time working at vineyards in Sonoma before returning to his birthplace in the Golan. "We never give them the feeling that someone is waiting for a table. There is plenty of room to enjoy, relax, drink, open a book. Or, if they're lucky and have a spare $440, that's right, $440, sleep, rinse, and repeat. The 3.5-acre estate not only has 3 cabins, hand-built by his brother, Shahar, and stylishly decorated by Kadim's Brazil-born wife, Karen, but will soon have a yoga studio, spa, and pool. We look at it like you're coming to our house," says Kadim, who lives on the property with Karen and their 2 young daughters. "You're in my living room, and we're all sitting together," he says. The tapas-style dishes that his sister Adi, who studied at French Culinary Institute, whips up at a Daika cafe are worth the trek no matter how long you stay. Start out with the labneh sprinkled with za'atar, followed by homemade shallah slathered in spicy tomato jam, and make sure to leave room for brisket-topped baba ganoush. Well, there's plenty of wine to wash it all down with, of course, whether it's a citrusy Sauvignon Blanc or, my favorite, the Four Seasons blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Syrah, Cabernet Franc, and Merlot. Aesop produces about 55,000 bottles a year, and while Kadem hopes to increase that amount, he's not aiming for global reach. The vision is to keep it local, Kadem, 37, says. We just want to do the food we love next to the wine we love. About 15 minutes farther up Route 91, inside Kibbutz Ein Zevon, lies Pelter Winery, a much bigger operation run by brothers Tal and Nir Pelter. With vineyards near the production facility, which also acts as a public tasting room, as well as in Jerusalem Hills and further south in Mitzvah Ramon, Pelter produces upward of 500,000 kosher and non-kosher bottles a year, from a sparkling Blanc de Blanc to Pinot Noir and unoaked Chardonnay. I'd lazed the day away at Aesop, so I didn't have time to sample all the varietals, not to mention any of their spirits. Since 2013, the brothers have been distilling arrack, brandy, and gin, but they did bring me over some goat cheese made by Tal's wife, Inbar, which was a welcome snack. It would be a little over an hour's drive back to Amirim, a small vegetarian community where I'd booked an Airbnb, not because I don't eat meat, but because it was well situated for the places I'd be visiting. Also, it looked peaceful. My so-called solitary cabin, however, ended up being a little too remote, despite the presence of countless ants, mosquitoes, cats, and, I learned after two sleepless nights, a wild pig. So the following day, I hightailed it back to the coast and checked into the lovely Starkman Erna Hotel in the resort town of Nahariya, run by two generations of women. The 30-room guest house is yet another example of keeping it all in the family, complete with heirlooms and sepia-toned portraits hung as decor. It's a good thing I filled my plate twice at the extensive restaurant, a breakfast buffet, because my first stop of the day was back inlet in Malka Brewery in Teffen. Well, forget Gold Star, the Budweiser of the Holy Land. Malka, which means queen in Hebrew, offers those with discerning taste something a bit more, or, well, let's say royal, to guzzle, and two different spots from which to do so. Queen's Court, overlooking Yechiam Valley and Haifa Bay, host live music in an outdoor courtyard setting, while Queen's Salon, which I visit, has a second-floor tap room overlooking the production warehouse, where tasting flights feature an Irish stout, Belgian blonde, and much more. It only takes a pint to make my stomach rumble again, and that's what's the next best thing to ice-cold beer on a hot day. Well, ice cream, of course, or as it's known in Hebrew, glida, which is precisely why the founders of Buza Ice Cream, which has six locations throughout the country, decided to call their brand Buza ice cream in Arabic. It's just better than saying ice cream in Hebrew, says 33-year-old Adam Ziv, who founded the company with 36-year-old Ala Swaita, a chef from Tarshisha. It gives a little bit of a mystery to the Jews and a bit of respect and familiarity to the Arabs, he says. The pair believes uniting the two cultures is just as important as making flavorful spoonfuls of salted toffee and mascarpone cherry. We can use business as a bridge to connect, says Eve, who is Jewish, while Swatat is Muslim. We can compromise and learn from each other. As the parlor and production facility on Kibbutz Sessa, a uniformed Israeli soldier tucks into a cup of strawberry sorbet, while a family of four samples seemingly every flavor. I think we understand two things when other businesses only understand one, says the first, we are precise and we have knowledge, and the second is, we are creative and we care about raw materials. We see the whole picture. As I attempt to keep my two-scoop cinnamon cardamom scone from dribbling down my arm, I recall that expansive view back at Lodom. By immersing themselves in such a rich land and focusing on both quality and community, these Israelis really are making masterpieces. And quite the time there. And if you'd like to go and visit the Napa Valley of northern Israel, here's some tips. There's the Asaf Winery, A-S-S-A-F, Route 91, about a mile north of Archery Junction, and you can check it out online at asafwinery.com, asafwinery.com. This multi-generation estate is in the Golan, offers a variety of wine experiences to day trippers and those seeking longer respite thanks to cozy cabins, a gastronomic cafe, and more. Now, these rooms aren't cheap. They go from about $440, including wine tasting and meals. Then we have that Starkman Erna Hotel. By the way, Starkman, spelled S-H-T-A-R-K-M-A-N, Starkman, Starkman Erna Hotel, at Jobotinsky Street 29 in Naharia. And you can check them out online at cernahotel.co.il. Cerna, S-E-R-N-A, cernahotel.co.il. With 60 years under their belt, the Starkmans treat guests like family, and their boutique hotel feels both contemporary and nostalgic at the same time, with ancestor portraits hung above plush velvet sofas. Rooms go from about $195, including breakfast. Then we have the Pelter Winery at Kibbutz Ein Zivan, Route 91. And you can check that out at pelter.co.il. This is a well-known family restaurant, and a well-known family winery, which offers visitors access to production facilities, a degustation with places to sit and imbibe both inside and among steel tanks full of fermenting wine, and outdoors where used oak barrels act as tables. Now, it's open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Wine and spirit tastings cost about $14 a person. Then we have the Lotem Winery, and Lotem is spelled L-O-T-E-M. And you'll find this at Kibbutz Lotem, and lotemwinery.coil is where you get more information if you want to go online to check it out. That's lotemwinery.co.il. Come for the variety of organic wines and seasonal small plates, but stay for the incredible valley view at this Kibbutz-based winery, where music plays on speakers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to help make the wine better. Now, this is according to winemaker Jonathan Curran. Open by appointment only Sunday through Wednesday. Open 7 p.m. Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, and open 11 a.m. Saturday. Closing times do vary. Starting price per person for five wine tastings is only about $14. Then we have the Malka Brewery at Et Migdal Tefen, and you'll find them online at malkabeer.co.il, M-A-L-K-A, malkabeer.co.il. Now, fine tastings and free tours that show beer-making process at the production facility of this craft brewery, founded in 2006 by former Tel Aviv bartender Asaf Lavi. There's also a tap room and a horseshoe-shaped bar and communal tables where customers can eat cafe-style fare. Open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday through Friday. Tours offered between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. and on Friday only. And then we have tastings run about $8 a person. And the tours, by the way, are free. And you don't want to miss the Bouza ice cream. Remember, Bouza is the Arabic for ice cream. And you're going to find this at Kibbutz Sasa, and that's S-A-S-A. And online, try BouzaIsrael.co.il, B-U-Z-A, BouzaIsrael.co.il. The Kibbutz location of this artisanal ice cream brand, whose goal is to bridge cultures through a love of raw ingredients, acts as both a public parlor and a visitor center that hosts production tours and children's workshops. Now, it's open 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday through Thursday, and they have production tours and children's workshops. These run about $17 each, and ice cream starts at $3.50. They're pretty competitive with what the prices are around in the Triangle, aren't they? So if you're more interested in going to the Golan area and looking at their version of the Napa Valley, check it all out at westgalil.org.il. That's westgalil, G-A-L-I-L, westgalil.org.il. So if you want to learn more about the Napa region of Northern Israel. And that brings us to the end of today's edition of the Armchair Traveler. Hope you'll be listening next time, that you've enjoyed your journey today. I'm Mike Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, reminding you the content of our program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments and questions can be directed to 919-832-5138. Bye-bye.